This is Courtney Taylor, Jack from Mass Effect. Take your balls out of your purse and listen up to the Rated NA podcast at nerdappropriate.com. Got it?
Okay, so we are here at San Diego Comic-Con 2012. It is a warm, Saturday afternoon? It's a Saturday afternoon, and we are here with actress Courtney Taylor, who's the voice of Jack in Mass Effect 2 and Mass Effect 3, and also the voice of Ada Wong in the upcoming Resident Evil 6. How you doing today?
I'm very well, thank you. After getting lost all over downtown San Diego, I'm much better now.
So it is confusing because there are two Hiltons, and a lot of my friends and yourself also got confused as to which Hilton the BioWare base was in. And so there's a little bit of wandering, but you made it, and we're glad that you're here.
In like four pieces instead of one, but yeah.
Awesome, awesome. So when did you arrive in San Diego, and how often do you do conventions and go to conventions and such?
I got here Thursday night. I had to go back up to Los Angeles for work. For a video game during Comic-Con. And then I came back down last night. And this is the second time I've been to Comic-Con. But I haven't been for the last couple of years. So I am actually... I have not been to very many conventions. I am looking forward to doing more in the future. So just kind of exploring that and figuring out how it all works.
Cool. You should definitely check out PAX. It's like completely just game related. It's a bit smaller. I think this is 120,000. PAX is like 30 or 40.
Oh, yay, PAX.
Yeah.
To
PAX. PAX is pretty fun. So your career is pretty amazing. You've done almost every game that I think I've played. So, I mean, from dating back to Knights of the Old Republic to recently Diablo 3, Star Wars The Old Republic. It's huge. So how has voice acting, and this is such a generic question, I apologize, how has voice acting really changed over the course of the past decade?
Well, voice acting for games, I think it's so much more, you know, story-driven now. So it's not that really that the... Well, it hasn't really changed for me. I mean, I've always been doing my thing, but I think that it's, you know... how we get to work is much more nuanced, and like the storylines give us so much more to work with. So I think it's been great to let voice actors kind of spread their wings more, where, you know, it used to be the dialogue was more limited and the storylines were narrower. And now, I mean, it's like awesome movie trilogies and things, you know, that are, I mean, I feel so lucky to have been able to play Jack because she's got, I think, one of the best, you know, kind of storylines. And
awesome. That's actually the segue to my next question. So when you first saw the script and you started, I'm assuming you auditioned for Jack.
Yes.
And when you first got the script for Jack, what did you think of the character? Because she's kind of unique to gaming. I don't think I've ever really encountered a character like her for a lot of reasons. So what did you think when you first read Jack?
I was excited because I mean, I didn't know her story kind of unfolded to me. And so it was kind of like every session was like another whole like thing of like all these new scenarios, finding out, you know, all this backstory on her. And I think, you know, like I was lucky, like even like playing Juhani in Knights of the Old Republic, she also had this kind of like pull of light and dark and good and evil. And so I'm kind of drawn to those kind of characters anyway. And so I felt like I hit the jackpot with Jack. And, you know, when I saw her picture, I was like, ah, oh, so great. Like she didn't have, you know, she's not the classic big boobs, big hair, you know, kind of action figure. Not that there's anything wrong with those, but it was just so refreshing to see someone who looked different and had this whole kind of different perspective on things and different way of dealing with people. So I was psyched
There's actually a segue to one of our community questions. Justin Banks asks, what version of Jack did you like better, the Mass Effect 2 Jack, who was essentially naked with some duct tape on, or the Mass Effect 3 Jack, who's a little bit more refined and actually has some hair?
Hi, Justin. I think I liked the second incarnation of Jack in 2, because the first one, there was very little clothing on her, and then they kind of redesigned her a little bit, and I liked that. I thought she looked pretty cool and punk rock, and I liked Jack in 3 as well. I just thought that the Mass Effect 2 one was so, like, different than anything I had seen, and she's still amazing looking in 3, and I do love that they picked a hairstyle for her that wasn't too refined, you know, like, it was still punk rock, you know, but yeah, I think 2.0 Jack and 2.
Cool. Excellent. Great answer. So the thing I would like to know is, Jack had an interesting, well, thank you, Chris.
Thank you so much. Hold on while Courtney pops over.
Yeah, no worries.
Second monster of the day.
I'm in the same boat.
Would you like to share?
No, I'm okay. Thank you so much.
I
swore off energy drinks for about a month, and I was, and then I just, when I got here, I was like, screw that. Yeah. Yeah, I was like, screw that.
I don't ever drink them. Yeah. Except for any situation. Those are poison.
Yeah.
You shouldn't drink those. This is really bad for you. You know what taurine does to you? And then I'm like,
what does taurine do to you? Because I have it like coursing through my veins at all times, most of the time.
Nothing good. Drink lots of water. Take lots of vitamins when you get home and get lots of rest. But you know what? We all get a free pass during Comic-Con.
Yeah, indeed. So, like I was saying, Jack had a bit of a transition from Mass Effect 2 to Mass Effect 3. And first of all, from my opinion, I was a huge Jack fan. I love Jack in Mass Effect 2. I was like, I felt for her because she had such like this troubled past, and you could kind of see underneath that rough exterior, there was like someone who just like really wanted a friend, you know, that's at least how I felt. And she was an incredible character. And in 3, of course, she changes a lot. So when you got the script for 3, what did you think about that? Her changes, sort of becoming a teacher and a mentor and a protector of kids, which was not really where I expected her to go.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, I was glad that they didn't, you know, like, I mean, I felt like she had to go somewhere. She couldn't just be the same character in the next game. But I really tried not to think about where they were going to go with, you know, like I didn't want to be like, oh, she's going to do this and then get it and be disappointed or be like, oh, that's not, you know, because I was going to have to do what was on the page. So I was actually really kind of pleasantly surprised that they brought it back to a place of like, you know, ultimately someone who was so badly abused and so unprotected when she was a kid, you know, being in charge of these young people. I thought, I wish that it had gone on longer, you know, but I thought they, yeah.
I was like, where's Jack?
Yeah.
The dancing scene. I was like,
yeah.
She dances with Shepard. I was like, that's great.
Yeah, I just, I thought they did it, you know, I totally cried in the booth finishing up Jack. Yeah. I was like, oh, I'm going to miss this character so much.
We're all going to miss that character. Hopefully we'll pull some strings. We'll get you back in there as Jack.
Well, you know, BioWare listens.
They do. They really do.
They're awesome like that.
So the next question is from our community, and this is at Stumpy Nat on Twitter, and she says, I swear I hear her all the time in Star Wars: The Old Republic. What roles or how many roles did you have in that game?
Oh, that's a good question. that is a really good question, and I need to, you know, pay more attention because we do a lot of like incidental voices and stuff, so it's hard to answer. But there's. Do you need something? I'm sorry. Are you okay? Cool. Okay. Hi. I don't know. You know what? That's a really good question. I don't know how many characters I played.
A lot.
Yeah, you know, like sometimes, I mean, we go in and like we'll just pick up little characters and stuff here and there. And so, you know, unless there's something like has a storyline to it, sometimes, you know, like as much as I should. I try not to, like, go and do too much research either.
I heard, I think I saw Jennifer Hale speak, and she said that the script for Star Wars The Old Republic was, like, 8 phone books thick. So it's probably...
And they change the names of characters. Like, a lot of times they'll, you know, some of the games that I've done, I still don't know what they're called because now they have code names and stuff because all the fans got all tricky and started hunting stuff down. And so they, you know, I've done stuff where they've been, you know, it's like Project X. I'm like, Project X again? All right, great. And the, you know, the character names change or, you know, they're just generic and then they name them. So it depends.
So you are playing the... sort of mysterious and often evil Ada Wong in, you played her actually in Resident Evil Operation Raccoon City, and now you're playing her in Resident Evil 6, which is coming out pretty soon. Tell us a little bit about playing Ada, because she is a fan favorite. People love Ada Wong because no one really knows what the hell she's up to.
And she's hot.
And, yeah, that's you know, all of us fanboys love that.
Yeah, apparently, like, that was one of the reasons that, I guess, that they had were interested in having me read for Ada because they liked what I did with Jack, which I thought was kind of cool to have, like, Jack lead to Ada.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they're, you know, kind of different. I mean, I didn't really know about Ada, and I was really happy to play someone who's more sophisticated and, you know, it was a really different, like, headspace to be in.
Because yeah, Jack is, yeah, she's like, yeah, Jack's a bit of a punk.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you're a bit of a punk.
I am.
Yeah.
And Jack was, like, instinctual and Ada took more finesse. It was more, like, thinking about, you know, holding yourself differently and thinking differently and just the words coming out of your mouth differently, whereas Jack, like, I could have, you know... I was just like, oh, it's like I would have written it. Great. She talks like I talk, so.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing you as Ada Wong. We ask this question of everyone we interview, and it's sort of our nerd-appropriate signature question. No, but the question is, what is your secret, well, not super secret because you don't have to tell us, but your secret nerdy hobby or passion? Like, what do you collect? What do you like to watch? What are you into?
Floaty pens.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I've even seen one of those in so many years.
I have a huge collection of floaty pens from all over the world. I love floaty pens. I've collected them for, since, like, I don't know, like, probably 15 years. And my friends bring them back from all over the world for me. My sister collects them for me. I have it's a great date killer. If you ever are on a date and it's not going well, and you can just be like, hey, you want to come see my floaty pen collection? Because, yeah, it just ends the date right there.
That's incredible. I think I used to have one that was a topless lady. I think that's a fan favorite.
That's the famous one. I have one of those, but I have, like, vintage ones from, like, the 50s and, like, random... places that you would never think would have a floaty pen.
Very cool. So if you're listening to this and you see that Courtney is going to be doing a signing, bring her floaty pens.
Oh, that'd be so awesome. If you don't want your floaty pens, bring them to me. I will love you forever.
Very cool. So that about wraps it up. Thank you so much for talking to us. I'm going to bother you for some bumpers and stuff for some audio bumpers. But
absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you so much. And
I forgot to ask you, what upcoming stuff are you allowed to talk about? Do you have anything coming up that we should keep our eyes out for that you have been working on?
I can't say no. Everything. Yeah. Almost everything is kind of top secret. But I am I'm excited for – it's actually – I just have a cameo in it. But a friend of mine is doing a cartoon on Shut Up Cartoons called Oshi High School Battle.
Okay.
And you should keep an eye out for it because it's kind of raunchy – kind of funny live action and animation, and the first episode dropped, I believe, yesterday. So it's on the new Smosh channel called, I think, Shut Up Cartoons. Yeah.
Cool. All right, thank you so much.